Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. And obviously, I don't need to tell any of you that Biden's disastrous so-called economic recovery plan for everyday Americans has just been one joke after another. A recent Fox Business story absolutely destroyed the absurd claim from the Biden administration that the economy is booming for the working class. I kid you not, they're actually out there saying things like that. And, you know, it might have been true. People may have believed that if it weren't for something called numbers. You know, it's widely recognized and acknowledged that this administration has done nothing but actually expand the wealth gap in this country. So while Biden and his cronies pat themselves on the back, ordinary Americans are struggling more than ever. This isn't just a huge failure, gang. This is a betrayal. It's a betrayal of the very people that he, as the president of the United States, is supposed to be serving and protecting. But if you're a regular to this channel, you know we are not victims here. We don't whine and complain. We don't build our bunkers. We don't hide. We are courageous patriots, and courageous patriots fight. So to help us make better sense of the economics all around us, as well as show us how we can all rise up and thrive in the midst of it all, I'm joined once again by my good friend and sponsor, Alex Alboron from Unstung Marketing. And by the way, mark your calendars on September 12th at 5 p.m. Eastern. Alex and I are holding a free webinar to show you exactly how you can successfully fight back against Biden's horrible policies and have your own thriving online business. This is what Alex does in his sleep. It's amazing. You're going to love it. So just scan that QR code on the screen or click on the link below to save your seat for this free virtual online business event. It promises to be a real game changer. Alex, welcome back. I always love chatting with you, my friend. You always have the coolest backdrops I've noticed.
No, Dr. Turley, you're the man. I love talking to everybody that follows you. And I've worked with so many people from Turley Talks and the team. And again, they're such amazing Americans, amazing patriots, because again, they understand that the deck is stacked against us, but they want to do something about it. That's why I love people that watch the channel and even just watch and comment and like and subscribe. And so I'm always happy to be here, just adding value, sharing anything that I can, because I'm on the front lines. Of course, I own my own company. I work with, you know, hundreds of clients. So I see what's going on in their businesses, and I can offer a unique perspective.
Yeah, and you certainly do. And I'm actually curious on your perspective on this wealth gap that's growing. You're quite the insightful economic observer. What's your perspective on this growing divide that we're seeing between the haves and the have-nots under Biden's administration? I mean, he keeps telling us he's all for the middle class, but no one has contributed more to the wealth disparity than he has. What's your take on that?
Well, the gap is caused by inflation, and inflation is caused by overspending. It's spending money that is coming from nowhere. It's coming from this, just thin air, and that's what causes inflation. And that's why houses that used to be $100,000 are now $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. And now their beautiful game plan is to give people 25 grand. Or if you saw in California, the California Dream for All plan, it's like, hey, even if you've paid zero in taxes, you're undocumented, here's $200,000, almost essentially of like a forgivable loan of sorts. And so while everyday hardworking Americans and veterans are on the street or can't even get good health care, it's a disaster, and it's caused by inflation. So anything else is a side effect and a kind of afterthought after inflation. And that's caused by government spending on, again, a lot of the times people that don't even pay into the system. And that's why they've caused this issue today with housing, with electricity, which even if you own your house outright in Florida, insurance, property taxes, I mean, it's out of control for everyday Americans.
One of the things that I find so interesting about this election is that the Democrats they seem to be all in with identity politics. So they think that by putting Kamala in as their candidate, all the right groups are now going to line up to vote for the candidate who checks all the right identity politics boxes and the like. But it doesn't seem like it's working. The poll suggests that the working class, and I'm thinking particularly the non-white working class, These non-white working class voters are very attracted to Trump precisely because his policies are so directed at making their lives better. And so, in other words, we're not seeing so much the triumph of identity politics in this 2024 cycle. Instead, we're seeing the triumph of a kind of class politics, a sort of a populist politics. What's your take on that? Will this growing economic disparity have an impact on the upcoming election like that? Do you think middle class voters have finally feel betrayed enough to speak out, and all the identity politics jibe that they're getting is just going to fall flat?
Absolutely, because look back in 2016, that was almost nine years ago. The economy, inflation, the value of the dollar has drastically changed. We all know what happened in 2020 and beyond. And I think that's changed the conversation, where even back then, hey, you could maybe find a house for 300 grand, 400 grand. Like, college wasn't crazy expensive and it actually had value if you had a degree. But now companies sometimes don't even need a degree and you spend 100 grand on a piece of paper. Things have changed a lot. So I think a lot of people now are very, they keep things simple. They keep the main thing the main thing. Hey, can I get a roof over my family's head? Can I send my kids to college or provide them opportunities? Can I put food on the table? If this candidate can do that, I don't care about Twitter. I don't care about Truth Social. If that's what they used to not like, or that's why maybe they didn't vote for him in 2016, in 2024, they're keeping, again, their focus on who's going to put my family in the best position possible. And I think, again, a lot has changed with the economy and especially with inflation over the past 8 or 9 years. And I think that's what's changing those same voters in the way they're thinking.
So the need to make ends meet is now trumping, quite literally, no pun intended, the mean tweets, right? Oh, he's got mean tweets. I can't care, right? I like how you put that. I think the dire nature of the economic situation right now just so relativizes mean tweets and silly artificial things like that. In your view, and again, you're very economically astute, what specific policy changes do you think are needed to address this wealth gap and start really genuinely supporting the working class, who are, they're really the base of the MAGA movement?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think number one, they're going to start cutting rates. They have to start cutting rates, because if you look at the, I always look at home, like the affordability of a home. If people can get into a home, even if it's a starter home, like, you know, 1200 square feet, nothing fancy. If they can get into a home, they can afford the mortgage, they can, you know, put 5 or 10% down. That's a great place to be, but it's not going to get there unless inflation comes down, number one. Right. And number two, you also have to look at, again, interest rates and regulation, right? Because if you're looking at new construction, it's not worth it for builders, for developers to buy land, get it ready to build, pay for the permits, wait all this time to then build a starter home, because cities and, of course, the blue states and even the government federally, they put so much regulation, so much kind of taxes and hidden taxes and fees on developers, because they think they're greedy rich people. And they're like, okay, well, instead of building affordable housing or semi-affordable starter homes, I'm going to build a $1 million luxury home or a $5 million house on the beach. It's like they're in the business of making money. But if the government makes it too hard to make starter homes, the numbers aren't going to make sense. So that's just the housing industry. It's regulation in any industry, because if an industry becomes over-regulated, the cost is being passed down to the consumer. The businesses aren't going to say, okay, like groceries, they want to, you know, stop price gouging. But Heinz and all these big companies, they make like 1% profit. So if they get taxed or they get fined or something happens, they're going to pass it down to the consumer. So that needs to stop. And of course, at the end of the day, if people have the opportunity to start a business with a, you know, SBA loan, interest rates have skyrocketed for those. They're 12, 13, 14%, and they're very difficult to get nowadays. And so if those can get opened up, even if it's 20 grand, 25 grand, like, people can start a business on that. They can invest in themselves and invest in their ability to generate income. So again, it's with home affordability, lack of regulation, the economy as a whole, inflation. But as you can see, I think we know who's going to do that much better heading into the next 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the things that I love, it's a recurring theme whenever I talk to you, is how important it is for us to invest in ourselves. Like, the number one investment that we can be investing in is ourselves and the creation of our own business. Nothing will return an investment like your own business. And so in that line, what do you think, in what ways do you think entrepreneurship and building your own business really is the best way for average Americans to just fight back against this?
Mm-hmm. Well, I look at it like if it's a war, right? Like a lot of people, if they have expenses that are rising, which expenses are never going to go down. Like even if inflation is 3%, it still is probably like 5 to 15%, depending on how you look at it. So your expenses are never going to go down, let's say. They might, you know, gradually go up. But then if your income doesn't go up or your income gets cut off, like when people retire, then you have expenses going up forever. You might have some savings or something going on. But the game now is, you know, against you, where if you have one roof that needs to be fixed, that might kill half your reserves. Now you might be SOL, right? And so it's about how can I generate income, not be attached to a big tech, you know, woke company that can lay me off tomorrow, or even a company that's great, but maybe things have changed. They used to offer a pension, now they don't. They used to match 401k, now they don't. So it's about thinking, how can I take matters into my own hands? You watch Dr. Turley, and you're a conservative and watching this channel because you are not a victim. You want to do something about it. And I think back in the day, to start a business, like even you and I, if we wanted to do a webinar or a free training in front of even 100 people, it costs us $100,000 to market it, to get people there, like to rent the hotel and to get a conference space. Like it would be this whole thing. You and I can do it with our laptops and a camera and a microphone. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. So if you guys are watching, if you want to start a store, you want to start a coaching business or something like that, you have the technology. You're watching this video, so you probably have a phone, you have a laptop, you have a Wi-Fi connection, right? Like you have the tools to do it, but you need the framework, you need the strategies. And I think that's what a lot of people are going to get value from the free training. They need the kind of formula for success and the simple, like executable step-by-steps. I think if they watch videos online, a lot of people, they gather information, but they don't execute because it's confusing, right? It's like, oh, this guy says to do this. This girl says I should do this. And it's like a game of ping pong, when it should be, hey, here's the steps. You can do it on your own for free. Here's the entire kind of shebang. And that's why we're doing the free training. So I think there's no better time than now. Right? Again, interest rates are starting to get cut. Naturally, no matter what happens, that's going to improve the economy a little bit because people are going to have more spending power. So maybe you have that business idea. Maybe you want to get it going, and might as well join the webinar and see what happens.
I do want to talk to you a little bit about, if you don't mind, give us just a little bit of a taste of what to expect in that free webinar. But before that, can you, honestly now, based on, because you've been doing this for several years now, has there ever been a better time to start an online business? Is this it? Or just start your own business in general, it being online. Has there ever been a better time?
I think to answer that question, there's never been a better time to start a business, right? Because think about it. Like if I was a coach, like a marketing consultant, a business guy 30 years ago, just think of the barrier to entry. Think of the cost and the capital I'd have to risk to get my message out there or do an interview like this. Like I'd have to probably do an infomercial, like we would do this interview one time and spend $50,000 to shoot it. This is costing us $0 to shoot it. It's basically, you know, who doesn't have Zoom or StreamYard, you know? And so there's no better time to start a business online or any business, because the ability to market, to get your message out there to the masses, has never been more cost effective, more effective overall, and overall more time efficient. Like imagine back in the day, if you wanted to start what you're doing now, Dr. Turley, I mean, it would take you hundreds of thousands of dollars. And what would you do? Like start a TV channel? Like there was only five channels back in the day. So nowadays the barrier to entry is, I wouldn't even say knowledge, it's execution, because the knowledge is free online. You can go to our free training and execute on it without paying us a dollar. It's the execution that people need. And that's why I want to give people the simple, like step-by-step, what I did, maybe what you did, so they can take that, do it for themselves.
Yeah. All right. That's perfect. So that's a nice tease. That's a nice, segue. What can our listeners expect from you at our free webinar on September 12th at 5 p.m. Eastern?
Absolutely. So it's going to be engaging, right? It's not going to be like I'm just talking at you for 75 minutes. Like I'm so successful, and if you do this, you're going to be too. It's like, hey, let's just, you know, let's go in the chat. Dr. Turley loves the chat. I love the chat. I'll hear anybody's question answered on the spot. And I will have a presentation, but I'll be stopping the presentation saying, hey, who has questions? Like, I'll have polls. It's a very engaging process because I want to make sure that my message is being conveyed, but also that you can say, okay, well, what about this or what about that? So it's very informative, yes, but it's also very back and forth. It's very engaging. There will be nothing sold on the webinar. Again, there will be nothing sold on the webinar. So there's no credit card number that I'm going to ask for. Like, there's no $1,000 course. Like, it's totally free. And just to be transparent, of course, there's a small percentage of people that say, okay, Alex, like, I want your help to master this. And they just reach out to me privately after the webinar, but there's no pitch. There's no like thing you're going to buy. And that's why it is a totally free training, totally free webinar. There's no obligation to show up. You click the link in the description, you sign up. And again, it's a very engaging format. It's very time efficient. It's not going to be a 5-hour thing. It's the best thing you can do with your time. Instead of watching a movie on Netflix, spend 75 minutes with, you know, Dr. Turley and I. We'll have fun. You can ask any questions at all. You can say, hey, like, is that a real beach? You know, I'll tell you the truth on the webinar.
I didn't even think of it. It's so funny you say that because I went back here. Somebody once called in. It was somebody who had written one of the books back there. And I went back and I grabbed it. And I got all these comments. I thought that was just some, some
background. Animated.
I'm like, no, that's real background. And yes, that's a real beach behind him, too. I've been out and visited Alex. He and I have had dinner together. We've hung out with President Trump together, which was incredibly cool at Mar-a-Lago. And he's just the real deal. So, you know, the writing's on the wall. And we're not going to take these economic insanity lying down. We're fighters and we're going to push back. So save your seat for the free virtual online business event with Alex Alperon and myself. Don't miss it. Scan the QR code or register at the link below. He won't say it, but I will say we've had many Turley Talkers working with Alex and they love him. We have only gotten the highest praise and accolades for this guy, and he deserves it. He's a patriot. He's one of us, and he's here to help you. Don't try to do it yourself. Find mentors who have done it so that you can study on them, work under them, and it'll just catapult you to success. So scan the QR code, register for that link, click on that link and register there, and I'll see you there on the 12th with Alex. Alex, any last words? I can't wait to see you on the 12th. Give us one last little nugget we can leave with.
Guys, Dr. Turley is the man. He's the coolest guy I've ever golfed with, right? Like, I love golfing, but sometimes you golf with people and they're great golfers, but they're annoying, or like they just don't have the, like, you're like, I don't think I'll do this again, you know? But Dr. Turley, I would golf with him every day. I would make the time if he lived in Florida. Again, like, personally, I really like you, Dr. Turley. I'm sure we'll hang out at Mar-a-Lago sometime this season. And again, guys, like, what you see on YouTube is exactly who Dr. Turley is. And so I always appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. And thank you.
Thank you, Alex. And all I can say is I'm glad you're not playing with me every day, because your own golf game would be the worst victim.
And I start to tank. Yeah. But my enthusiasm would go up for golf.
But you'll feel good doing it. That's right. All right, Alex, looking forward to see you on the 12th.
Likewise. Thank you.